Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, so what are we watching?
Okay, I just saw this new video. It's called
AJ and Dusty.
Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy.
With AJ McCord.
I took 9. I did, I think, slightly overcommit to the whole dog thing. It turns out I'm probably more comfortable with 6.
And Dusty Hera.
Look at that horse. The bushy tail, the big teeth, the hooves. Okay, my producer, Tara Cates, just told me this isn't a horse, it's a butterfly.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
I like turtles.
The Fan.
And welcome back to AJ and Dusty. It is 2 o'clock. The Blazers not playing tonight, but a lot of things happening on the court. A lot of games that could affect the Blazers. And one of the biggest ones, the Lakers taking on the New York Knicks. We are joined now by Nikki Kay of Sports Spectrum Los Angeles. She's a Los Angeles native, but don't hold that against her. Nikki, how are you?
AJ, it is so fantastic to hear your voice, and thank you for the disclaimer there. I'm so excited to join your airwaves. I understand, though, as it always seems to happen this time of year, the playoff push, the seeding excitement, it just never disappoints, does it?
It never does, and you are always in the middle of it, covering the Lakers and the Clippers. So most importantly, the news breaking just about an hour ago, Woj saying that LeBron is not going to make his debut against the Knicks tonight. This is really the only, dare I say, tough-ish game on the Lakers' schedule. How does LeBron not playing affect their chances against New York tonight?
Well, it's really interesting because you look at the New York Knicks, and who could have foreseen this team right at the start of the season being one that you'd circle on the calendar as, oh, wow, this is a big one for the Lakers to at least secure, you know, some confidence heading into the playoff push and the seeding race that's going on. But what's interesting is the reports coming out of the Lakers that, you know, from LeBron having practice on the 10th to Anthony Davis talking about him on Sunday, looking really good, you know, getting some lift off. And then to all of a sudden this news that he would not be taking the court tonight. And I had been largely under the impression, along with a lot of the other Lakers beat reporters, that, you know, this was kind of the game that was circled as a likely return for him. However, that will not be the case. And you look at the Knicks and what they bring into town, and it's a tough defense. It's Julius Randle, who's having a killer season, and it's a Tom Thibodeau-led team that really is feisty. And so whether that has the bearing on why LeBron is not playing tonight or not, it's really just quite an interesting narrative shift on the Knicks franchise in general.
How much are we looking at this Lakers team? We know the undoubted talent between LeBron and AD, and then Dennis Schroeder kind of running the show there. And, you know, you've got 2/3 of that are out, and Anthony Davis missed 2.5 months. How much ramp up time do they need together before they can feel comfortable in the postseason?
Well, it's really interesting because the ramp up was almost last October, right, when they were in the bubble. And this is a team that pushed it so hard so late into the season and is now, you know, kind of facing the repercussions with injuries. But you've got the stars that have developed their chemistry. And then it's really going to come down to players who are kind of showing flashes in the the losing ways of the Lakers. You look at someone like Alex Caruso stepping up. Dennis Schroeder has been injured as well. I mean, it's just a team that, like, anyone you talk to, whether it's a fan or someone, you know, who's been following them closely night in, night out, it's like, yeah, the Lakers should be fine if they're healthy, if they're healthy. So that ramp up time, I don't think chemistry is so much of a concern as is the literal getting your legs underneath you.
That makes a lot of sense. And the other LA team that in Portland, we're keeping a really close eye on, because if the season were to end right now, it would be 3-6 Clippers, Blazers. But this Clippers team is one that's been scary all season, and yet they have also lost 4 of their last 6. They did beat the Lakers, but we just talked about all the injuries there. So what is it about the Clippers that are they sort of in the same position of, hey, when the playoffs come up, they're just going to ramp it up and we can't take a look at really how they've been playing lately?
Well, I think if there's one team in the league that cannot assume to flip a switch, it's the Los Angeles Clippers. And that's because of the performance. We saw them kind of tumble, flop, whatever you want to call it, choke their way into in the bubble. And if you're the Clippers, you got to be kind of shaking in your boots if you're going up against the tough metal of Dame and CJ, because those Blazers are gritty, they're scrappy, and they – I think you guys know first and foremost what that team is, what your team is capable of. And meanwhile, the biggest question marks in the NBA might lie over Paul George and if he can actually live up to his playoff P name, which right now, you know, whether he's had a great season or not during the regular season is one thing. But, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk in the postseason. So I'm really intrigued to see how Rondo and playoff Rondo will make a difference in the postseason for this locker room, because I do think the Clippers have a little bit of a gap in leadership. Not saying that Kawhi and Paul George aren't standout talents in of themselves, but their personalities don't lend themselves to being those leader types in these tough positions. So if you're in a series with the Blazers and Dame and CJ get hot for one night, how are you going to respond?
You know, there's the potential of, you know, whether it's Portland, the Lakers, or Dallas being that team in that 3-6 matchup. Who do you get the sense that the Clippers would rather see in that 3-6 matchup? Because I'm going to throw the Lakers out there. Is it Portland that they want?
I do think that Portland would probably be the best matchup for the Clippers in an early round. But then, you know, there's this whole debate, right, where if you're going to have to face the Lakers at all, why not face them when they're a little bit beaten down and beleaguered? But then it's like, all right, well, why not have someone else take care of the Lakers if that's the case, right? It's that whole, you know, kind of conundrum of who would you rather face first, take them while they're weak, or would you just rather not risk it and see if someone else can get the job done for you? So this is kind of what the best part of this time of year is it's kind of like the narrative going into it, the ifs and the would you rathers. But I do think if push comes to shove, you'd rather hope that someone else can take care of the Lakers so that you don't have to face them at all.
That makes a whole lot of sense. Everyone still, despite all the injuries, despite what the Lakers have been through in the last few months, the Lakers seem to be the ones that continuously set the standard. So, Nikki, before we let you go, the West is always so fun when it comes down to playoff time. Yes. This play-in tournament is just fascinating to watch unfold. Have you seen, obviously we all know LeBron's comments last week about the play-in tournament, yeah. But what do you think about this play-in tournament? You like this, the way it's working out and the emphasis that it's placing on the end of the regular season?
I do. I am all for anything that provides more storylines, more, you know, imagine the game, right? You tune in to watch the Warriors and Lakers in a play-in, in the Steph versus LeBron storylines that are, you know, circling. And if Steph has an electric performance against, you know, the reigning champs and what it could mean for history and, you know, legacy, it's just, I'm all for the drama. And I think that this play-in tournament certainly provides that. So sign me up for it. How do you guys feel about it?
Oh, we love it. drama. Yeah. Or I love it, I should say. Dusty? Yeah.
No, I love it too. Because it's made the top of the both East and West more interesting too, because they're not tanking and jockeying for position either.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not quite sure who you'll be facing, right?
Like
all of a sudden that 7 and 8 positioning isn't, you know, it's not so so much of a gift for the 1 and 2 seeds. It's like, oh boy, all of a sudden we've got the Lakers as a 7 seed or an 8 seed. So it will be really fun. I was kind of surprised, but not surprised, when I heard those comments from LeBron. You know, as much as I could say, but I think it's a treat for fans.
Yeah, because it sucks when you are 7th and you have to be in that play-in game.
Everyone likes the drama, unless it's your drama. That's then you're like, nah, I don't want anything to do with that.
100%.
Nikki, thank you so much for joining us. And by the way, you guys are going to be seeing her, a little bit more of her too, because I got to give you a shout out. The LA Galaxy's new sideline reporter as well.
Oh, hey.
So congratulations to you, Nikki. So freaking proud of you. Love watching you shine. And thanks for coming on.
Hey, Jake, let me know when you're down here next, girlfriend. I can't wait to see you. And Dusty, hopefully our paths cross soon. But you got a standout co-host right there. She's one in a million. So I'm really grateful to join you guys.
Thank you for joining us.
You're the best, okay. Nikki. Talk to you soon.
Have fun. Bye, guys.
That's a whole lot from that Lakers sideline. I think that is such a fun, she hit it on the head. The Lakers, we've been talking about, if they get healthy, is that... do they need a ramp-up time?
Mm-hmm.
And basically the answer is probably not, but you got to be healthy.
Yeah, you have to be healthy. And we've seen it with Portland.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it. How long has it taken for that Nurk and CJ to get back and finally gel? Here we are. It's been a month and a half since those guys came back, or 2 months, mm-hmm. and 2.5 months, and we're just now starting to see it. Like LeBron and AD, they're special, but when you have the litany of injuries that they have and the laundry list of them, everybody else has got to get comfortable with it too. And when LeBron starts dragging you along.
Yeah.
I just can't. I want them to lose desperately.
The Lakers?
Yes.
Tonight? Or just in general?
Every night.
All the time?
Yeah.
Four opportunities left.
That's right. So then we could say, you know, it wasn't LeBron, it was just the bubble. Like, they just had success in the bubble, and that was it.
Oh,
you
know? I don't know. That sounds a bit hatery. Sounds a bit hatery, but...
Yes, it is. I do. I hate the Lakers.
I know. I get it.
I will go ahead and I will own that 100%.
There you go.
Every single time.
Well, you're welcome.
Nikki K, Spectrum Sports. She's awesome. Covers both the Lakers and the Clippers.
And the new sideline reporter for the Galaxy.
And I'm a soccer guy. I already knew that.
I know. You're welcome, soccer guy, for bringing that up.
Thanks. It's a huge night for the Blazers, though. We talked to Nikki K about the Clippers and the Lakers, but the Blazers don't even play, and there's a ton riding on Tuesday night's games across the NBA. We'll let you know what to watch for next. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's a huge night for the hometown team when you're scoreboard watching, because the Blazers don't play. They continue their gauntlet down the stretch tomorrow in Utah. Mm-hmm. And think about how hard their run in the final three games got last night, because the Blazers beat Houston 140 to 129.
Yes.
But the game that really impacts Portland a lot as well is the fact that the Warriors beat Utah. And what that did in the Western Conference standings is now there's a game and a half separating the Jazz and the Suns. So guess who needs that game tomorrow? A lot.
Oh, the Jazz.
The Jazz do.
But also the Blazers.
But also the Blazers do. And then here's where it gets even more. Guess who the Blazers play the following night?
Oh, pick me.
Yeah, you.
The Suns.
So the Blazers need to win two of their final three games to say, we're out of the play-in tournament. We're in. This is what we are. They have to beat a Utah team tomorrow to get one of those wins. Mm-hmm. And if they beat that Utah team tomorrow, their next game against Phoenix is the next day in the second of a back-to-back, and that'll put Phoenix only a half game behind Utah. So you're going to get the best shot of the top two teams in the Western Conference back-to-back nights.
Their best shot, but remind me, what's the injury status of the Jazz?
Well, I haven't seen the updated, but Donovan Mitchell's missed like 12 games, mm-hmm. and then Mike Conley's missed 7.
Okay.
Due to injuries.
So you could get you could get a good shot, but you could be getting a good shot without Donovan Mitchell and without Mike Conley.
Counter that, the Blazers are 0-4 against those two teams so far this year.
Counter that, I don't think CJ McCollum played in one of the games against either the Jazz or the Suns.
So they're 0-3.
Whatever. I'm going to be positive Patty over here, okay? Because it's Tuesday and I feel like it.
So that is what the Blazers have. That's what they're staring down, because the Blazers' final three games are a back-to-back tomorrow and Thursday at Utah, at Phoenix, and then Sunday they wrap up the slate at home against the Denver Nuggets.
Speaking of the Nuggets, they play tonight.
They do.
Against the Hornets. And the Nuggets are just a game back of the Clippers in that third spot. The Clippers also play tonight. So everything is so tight in the West. And I think because of exactly like Nikki was talking about it too, because of the play-in tournament and how much it matters. I mean, you could, if everything was what it was, then you'd get the Lakers in the 7th spot and the Warriors in the 8th spot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you don't actually know who you're going to get in either of those spots. So if you're the Jazz, you can't be like, oh, well, actually, maybe we match up with the Lakers. But, you know, like there's no playing that game this year.
There would be so much less on the line in these final three games for not just the Blazers, but the Lakers, the Mavericks. And then if you look at the Denver Nuggets, too, you mentioned the Nuggets. If they win and Lakers lose, or the Clippers lose against Toronto, all of a sudden the Nuggets are the 3 seed. because they are 2-1 on the season series against the Clippers. So they have the tiebreaker in that season series against the Clippers. So we could see a ton of adjustment in the standings, whether it's the Lakers losing and giving the Blazers a little bit of breathing room in the final three games, or it's a brand new opponent potentially in that 3-6 matchup. And then not to mention Dallas playing.
I was going to say, or Dallas could lose to the Grizzlies tonight, who, oh yeah, are a half game back of the Warriors for that eighth spot, which that doesn't seem all that important. But remember, 7-8 only has to play one game.
You have to win once, yeah.
You only have to win once. Yeah. And that starts next Tuesday, I believe. And then the next game, the 9-10, I think is also on Tuesday. But then if you lose that and you're in that like final, you know, play-in game, that's Thursday. I'm pretty sure that's Thursday. And then the playoffs start on Saturday. Oh so gosh. You're talking about the difference in 8-9 potentially being, oh, you have one game on Tuesday, but then potentially 5 or 6 days off between that Tuesday win and the Saturday or Sunday playoff start, or having to play on Tuesday and then absolutely play on Thursday if you're the 9 seed.
Oh, man, that is That's brutal. So
your head hurt?
Yes.
Mine kind of does.
It's really hard to follow it all, but in total, there are 5 games that will directly impact the Portland Trail Blazers.
We should go through the rooting interests for Portland in each one of
those. Well, number one has got to be, if you're going to power rank, number one, Knicks-Lakers.
Rooting for the Knicks.
Yep. You want the Knicks to beat the Lakers.
There you go.
Number two, Memphis to beat the Mavericks.
Okay.
I think that is a fair one there.
I think so too.
Because if Mavericks loss, it bumps them down. You will have identical records for Portland and Dallas. And oh, by the way, Blazers tie break there. Because it is head to head since it's a two team tie.
Exactly.
The next one, I don't even know.
Well,
it's kind of the cluster.
Yeah. So the next three are more of like, doesn't really affect you directly, but it sort of is just interesting to keep an eye on because it'll affect potentially matchups, which of course will last all of 24 hours. Mm. But Suns Warriors is a very interesting one because, like you mentioned, the Suns game and a half back of Utah.
Yeah.
The Warriors pretty far back of the Lakers. In fact, 1, 2, 3. Three and a half games.
Actually, you definitely want I think you're pulling for Golden State now.
I think you are pulling for Golden State.
You're pulling for Golden State in that game.
Yeah,
because otherwise the Suns and get that separation there because you want as little as possible for the Suns to be playing for in their second to last game of the year.
And Utah.
Yeah.
So you're pulling for the Warriors because it'll take pressure off that 1-2.
And then you go ahead and, I don't know, Clippers and Nuggets. There isn't a rooting interest there. But if the Clippers lose and the Nuggets win, they could flip in the standings.
Exactly.
So keep an eye out on that one there. It's going to be a wild week, wild night in the NBA without the Blazers even playing because we could come back tomorrow and have a completely different look at what the Western Conference playoff race looks like. It could be completely different, including, you know, we didn't even mention this, but a Memphis win and a Warriors loss. And they flip, so the 7-8 game is Memphis and the Lakers in that.
And that's so, like, I cannot overstate how important it is to be that eighth spot as opposed to 9. That's a very, very, very big difference.
Damn. All right, that's what you need to keep an eye out on here in the NBA.
So the lesson here is that the NBA did a really good job with this play-in tournament because here we are talking about all of the different things with 5 days left of the regular season.
You know what's wild is that simple math is hard for us, but we could figure that out.
Yeah, good job.
Like
us.
That made sense to like in our brains. We could work through that.
Thank you. I was hoping for that.
We deserve that.
Cheers to us.
Yeah.
Well done, team.
Yeah. No. Don't ask a simple math question because I'm gonna get that wrong.
No, well, because I was like, wait, 14 and 11.5. That's the key difference. Okay.
All right, here's Will with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We got our sports world. We talked a lot of Blazers today, what it all means in the playoff race. Huge night for the Blazers, and they don't even play. So get your scoreboard watching together there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got some other sports notes that I'd like to get to here.
I'll allow it.
Remember our friend, did you grab the conspiracy therapist drop yet, Will?
Haven't yet.
Dude, you had one job. Our conspiracy therapist, Bob Baffert, has run into it. Remember, this is Bob Baffert yesterday.
It's complete injustice, and I'm gonna fight it tooth and nails, because this horse, you know, I owe it to the horse, I owe it to the owner, and I owe it to our industry. And our industry needs to step up. And we need to do a better job in racing. There's something wrong right now with it. I've been talking about it. Nothing seems to be going done about it. But these contamination levels. And I'm not a conspiracy therapist. I know everybody's not out to get me. But there is definitely something wrong. Why is it happening, you know, to me? You know, there's problems in racing, but it's not Bob Baffert.
This is the ultimate, my bad. Bob Baffert, his lawyer, releasing a statement today. Mm-hmm. The trainer of Medina Spirit.
Yes.
Turns out the conspiracy therapists that were pointing the finger at Bob Baffert may have been kind of right, because an antifungal cream that they'd been using on Medina Spirit, it turns out that had the contaminated steroid. They were using it up to a day before the race.
Ah.
And so, my bad.
Oh, no!
help.
That's a tough one to go through there.
Full circle moment.
But we had to give the update to the conspiracy therapist.
It was important.
Yeah.
So it's not his fault?
No,
it's his fault.
Well, the thing is that it's kind of, there's also this deflection of it a little bit, where it's like they brought in their vet, and then the vet recommended this cream. They started using the cream, and the cream had it. But it's like, ultimately, guess who's in charge of what goes into the horse's body?
Oh, Bob Baffert.
No, the horse. No. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes, Bob Baffert is. I mean, it's like, dude, you proved it. You're ultimately the guy to blame for it. So this is where, and by the way, Medina Spirit still going to run at the Preakness, drew the 3, and Bob Baffert will not be going. Mm. Doesn't want to be a distraction. Mm. Do you think the horse knows what's going on?
Horses are very smart.
They are smart. But do you think that Medina Spirit would realize that Bob Baffert was being a distraction?
So you're asking if the horse recognizes that there are rules in the race that it runs?
Right, because he's saying, you know, it doesn't want to be a distraction. I know what he's talking about. It's for ownership and all that, but it's
like the jockey and
Like, but I think it's really funny. Like, we're talking about horse racing. He's like, I don't want to be a distraction here. Like, the horse is going to be like, Bob, can you please leave?
Excuse me. I need to get in my Zen space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, our guy.
Can we talk about pettiness for a second?
Absolutely. I love pettiness.
Because the NBA has gone 0 days without being petty.
Hold on. We just played the Bob Baffert conspiracy therapist there, and you're asking me if we can talk about petty. Yes, let's go.
Okay. So, what day was that? Sunday? Kent Bazemore?
Yes.
We know him here in Portland. He made some comments about how players were hurting their hamstrings trying to keep up with Steph Curry and his shooting prowess, right? That was the night he scored 49 and 29. Remind me, who was it that hurt their hamstring over the weekend after he dropped 50?
It'd be Bradley Beal of the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So yesterday, Bradley Beal's wife first catches wind of these comments.
There we go.
It's not going to be good.
Uh-oh.
So she brings attention to it. Keep in mind, while this is happening, Bazemore is playing in a basketball game. Okay? So this is all happening while he is
See, this is why Twitter is great.
It's so wonderful.
Because Twitter, we have Bradley Beal's wife and Bradley Beal on Twitter being active while Kent Bazemore has no idea what's happening here.
Oh, no, because Bradley Beal's wife sends out a few things and then Beal unleashes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 6 tweets directly adding Kent Bazemore, where he's saying things like, you don't know me, you don't know why I go out there, you a straight lame, I stay in my lane, focus on Brad, all caps, I don't care what another man doing in this league, I'm concerned about me and my guys over here.
It seems like Bradley Beal cares a lot about what Kent Bazemore is saying, though.
Apparently. He did care.
It seems like he very much so cares about what Kent Bazemore said.
And then Kent Bazemore, after the game, was, of course, asked about it because petty. And he was like, yeah, guess he can't tell a joke anymore. Haven't looked at my phone all day.
Well, I mean,
and I'm going to go home. I'm going to love up on my wife.
Ooh.
And I'm going to watch some Peaky Blinders and go to sleep.
That's a solid response.
W.
I'm going to love up on my wife.
W for Kent Bazemore, because he somehow, with like one comment, which I understand, like I almost sort of understand why Bradley Beal took that so personally, but at the same time, like Steph Curry is doing things and other guys are also trying to do the same things and pulling hamstrings. Like that's not necessarily a jab. It's more of a like, hey, what he's doing is really, really difficult. And the closest person to it just like pulled up. I didn't think that was all that offensive to begin with.
They're all in each other's heads on this one.
Rent free.
We've got like this. Bradley Beal feels like he's being teamed up against, because basically what he's saying is like Steph Curry can come out and say that, you know, I'm having to check box scores to see where Bradley Beal's at. It seems like Bradley Beal takes everything very seriously and literally, because he took that as Steph Curry literally is scurrying back to the locker room and checking the box score, where it was sarcasm.
Yeah.
And he was just being cute.
Well, and Bradley Beal's respected around the league,
yeah,
right? Like, it's not like Steph Curry's like being petty about it, but when you're in a race for the scoring title, it's natural to be like, oh, I wonder how the other guy's doing.
And then Kent Bazemore. Kent Bazemore, of all people, is like just sitting there like, yeah, we got people hurting their hamstrings. Like, Kent Bazemore's like, that's not how I got hurt, man. How dare you? That is not how I hurt my hamstring. There is no way I hurt my hamstring that way. I'm going to come at you. This got
directly
personal.
Like, right at you.
So
this is fantastic. And by
I
the way,
it.
Kent Bazemore, did he score a point last night?
Yes, he had 10 in the third.
That's what I'm talking about, Kent.
So everybody on Twitter was like
ruining his best night in a while.
Well, everyone was like, wait, did he check the box? Did he check his Twitter while he was in the locker room at halftime? I think he had 10 points in the third.
People are wondering.
Anyway, I thought that was hilarious.
They love it.
I'm here for the pettiness.
NBA needs to stay NBA.
So you can just say that now?
What, that I love pettiness?
What?
No.
Oh.
Hey, screw you guys. I'm going to go home and have sex with my wife.
Yes.
I mean,
that's a thing now?
Yeah.
You guys brushed right over that one.
No, he's going to love up on his wife. Love on his wife.
A lot of ways to love, Will.
I mean, it's not like he was like, I'm going to hump her brains out. Like, no, he said, I'm going to go love on my wife.
Like, I'm going to go love up on her.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right.
That's right.
Happy marriage. Hey, happy wife, happy life.
I didn't realize you could do that. I learned something today. Now I feel better because now I can just do that.
We're an advocate of healthy marriages here.
Of course, I have to ask my wife if I can say that.
No. That's how I'm ending the show today.
You know what?
I'm going to say
you guys.
Prime time's up next. I'm going to go love up on my wife.
There you go.
That's how I'm ending this show.
I'm going to drive 50 miles an hour home to get to her.
Because that's how priests can't go much faster than that.
No. Wouldn't want it to.
All right.
The environment and all that.
Woo. All right. What's coming up next? Oh, by the way, Kent Bazemore, 19 points last night. Second most he's had all season long.
Hey.
Oh, man. I love this. I'm now Kent Bazemore fan, even more. All right. Get you set for what's coming up the rest of the day. I'm a fan. AJ and Dusty. Covered a lot of ground today. Covered a lot of ground. Started with the Oakland A's saying that they're going to move. No, they're not. They said that they are going to start exploring relocation, and that Major League Baseball kind of gave them a little boop to go that way as City of Oakland with their Howard Terminal proposal to build a $12 billion mixed-use development. They're kind of dragging their feet on it. Jeff Passan of ESPN throwing out Vegas as the most likely expansion city, though there are significant problems with Las Vegas, and one of them mainly being that throwing Las Vegas out to the city of Oakland and its fans is a very important thing to remember here because, the Raiders?
Yes.
Left for Vegas.
It's a heartstring pull.
100.
I do have an update on that, actually.
Oh, what do you have?
The Oakland City Council president tweeted out an hour ago, "Council is committed to keeping A's in Oakland. I met Dave Cavill on April 30th, told him council leadership are ready to meet with ownership to move forward. No response yet." Ooh. "Also, awaiting info from A's so staff can schedule to council before the summer." So that seems like a quick, like, hey, we said we were going to meet with you on April 30th. Haven't heard back. Check your messages.
Ooh.
Right?
She was like, check your DMs.
Hey, I met with Dave on April 30th and told him the council leadership are ready to meet with ownership, and I've gotten no response.
All right. Well, take that.
So?
They leverage.
MLB
leverage,
has gone
leverage.
0 days since being petty also.
Petty. It's the kind of the theme of the day today.
Buzzword.
Do you think it's more about them just not wanting to be there anymore?
The A's?
No, yeah. They're just notoriously a cheap franchise, and so they just want the most money that they can get out of the city. And they say that they have it's privately funded. They are asking for a lot of infrastructure in return from the city of Oakland. So,
yeah,
in Alameda County. So. You know, we'll see where that goes. But as far as it goes, we reached out to the Portland Diamond Project. They said they're going to keep tight-lipped on this for now, and just kind of let things play out. But you know, Portland is in a position, and they have been organized. And this is one of the things that the Portland Diamond Project always said is that they want to have their ducks in a row in the event something like this occurs, whether it's relocation or expansion. And now is where, you know, we need to get the radar up and see how realistic it could possibly be.
Yes.
But not holding my breath. I just want baseball in Portland.
It's good because regardless, it would be like 5 to 7 years. I don't think you can hold your breath that long.
Don't challenge me.
I absolutely challenge you.
You heard it. AJ not wants me dead. Like right now. Like she just said it.
No, you just said, but don't just challenge me.
Look outside right now. This is perfect. Perfect. I want to go to a baseball game right now.
I think the Hops are playing tonight.
That would be great.
I actually don't know if that's true, but if they're not playing tonight, they're playing tomorrow.
Yeah. 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 We also talked with Jeremy Darlow. He's a brand consultant. I know that sounds like a, pretentious title, but it was, he's a cool guy and it was a really good interview talking about name, image, likeness, mm-hmm. and kind of how Tim Tebow got to where Tim Tebow is right now, which is on an NFL roster. Well, not on a roster, the ability to make an NFL roster after 6 years.
Yeah.
Not being on one.
And a position that he's never played before.
True that. If you missed that interview or our talk with Nikki K, she was a spark plug, man. She's awesome.
I love her. She brings the energy all the time. I met her on a Oregon Sweet 16 run a few years ago. She was covering UC Irvine.
Zot, zot.
Yep. She's covering them. And
the Anteaters.
Yes. She's been doing some great storytelling in L.A. ever since and covers the Lakers and the Clippers.
Spectrum Sports. Yeah. And it's a big night for the Blazers. If you missed any of the show, check it out. Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com. You know, busy, busy day. And it's going to get even busier.
So there's a lot of basketball to talk about down this home stretch.
Yeah. And, you know, the football storylines aren't going to go away either. I mean, we have some football stuff that we didn't even get to today, but we do need to get to.
We didn't talk about Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams.
Yeah, Davante Adams, like, I'm gone.
Talk about petty.
No.
Just kidding. That's reasonable.
But tomorrow we're going to head down to Utah and preview the Blazers and the Utah Jazz as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a big, big matchup, and a lot of the pressure of that game depends on the results of games tonight.
Hey, and also I have a question. I want you guys all to think about it, even on the text line. Well, everybody with your ears on this right now.
Mull over.
What do you do when that, we all have that like questionable friend, you know? What do you do when they text you about an opportunity, a business opportunity? How do you respond to that? Because I am like, I love you, man, but no.
What does the message say?
I can't say that.
How long is it?
How long is the message?
Yeah, is it a paragraph? Is it a sentence?
It's rather short. Hey, I got a business venture.
Boom. No.
How are we going to do this?
Cut that off. No. Nope.
Let's do this.
No.
Did he request a call? She request a call?
No.
Would love to talk further.
I feel like there's, look, we all know we have that friend. Yeah. And and it's coming, like that conversation of no.
What if you think you might be that friend?
Are you?
I don't know.
Do you text your other friends with wild business opportunities and never hear back about them? Like, all I need is a couple grand. Let's do this.
So they didn't like just say anything else other than I have a bit.
We'll get to it tomorrow. But it's the broader question that we need to get out there is, how do you handle that friend? We can get to the details later.
Shorter the worse.
Details are important.
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah, but do you all have that way of handling your friend? You can think about it, then we'll get into the nitty gritty. All right?
Ponder it.
We can't do it.
We'll ponder.
Prime time is next. I got to go love up on my wife like Kent Bazemore. All right? Prime time with Isaac and Souk from 3 to 7. Have a great Tuesday. See you Wednesday right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.